Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up tonight, people who are addicted to Fortnite are filing a lawsuit against the company that made the game. We'll tell you about that on the way here. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. We got archives. They go way back, all the way to 2006. Download as many of them as you want for free over at freetalklive.com. So feel free to do that. We were talking about secession and kind of young. We ended up talking about young people today and how, while on one hand they're immersed constantly in technology, like if you see a young person, it's almost guaranteed. I mean, we're not old, right? Like we're about 40s, early 40s here, late 30s. So we're kind of zennials right between Generation X and the millennials.
We're the transition from the skeptical X generation to the optimistic, idealistic millennials.
Are they optimistic? I've heard they're super depressed because they're all
Yes, the iGen, this next crop, this next generation, they are the super depressed ones. The millennials are very optimistic.
I thought
optimistic.
The millennials were the ones that were depressed.
Not the ones I've seen.
Yeah, well, the ones I've seen are.
There's been headlines recently. I mean, obviously, individuals are different. Right.
Yeah,
it's not fair to talk about individuals when we're talking about generations, but there have been headlines recently about how Gen X and millennials are like super in debt and not so happy about it. But I guess they were saying the Gen Xers are less happy about it. So maybe the millennials are a little more optimistic.
Mm-hmm. I really do. So I'm a huge fan of the 80-year generational cycle. You know, you have four generations every 80 years, and then there's a reset. Mm-hmm. And then you have the same four generations that continue on. The boomers, just look at all the millennials, you know, and all the boomers, you know, they are so similar. And then you've got us, and we're all a little pessimistic. We're always questioning authority, very skeptical about everything. And
I would say the millennials and boomers are alike. I don't know.
And that's why they're always yelling at us. That's why they hate each other so much, because they're so
similar.
Because
they see each other. They see themselves.
They're so similar, yeah. No, we have more in common with this next crop, the actual depressed kids.
With disease.
These poor kids, they don't really know what's going on, but they could feel it.
Zoomers?
The Zoomers, the iGen, the snowflakes. These poor guys, they don't know what's really coming down the pike, but it's a feeling, and that's why they're, I feel so bad for them, because they can't do anything. So worthless.
Well,
but they're going to have to pick up the slack, and they're going to figure it out. But it's going to be pain.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to have to worry about it. We're going to have AI by.
You think the robots are going to handle it?
AI and
make people even more worthless.
And $1,000 a month or a year or whatever it is.
Right.
The new Yang
Andrew
Gang.
The Yang Gang.
So if you want to weigh in here, you can. Are we, on it with these generational discussions, or are we way off base? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But what I was saying was, like, you've got these younger generations constantly immersed in technology. Like, they don't look up from their phone when they're walking down the street. You know, they're constantly doing something on the phone, but they don't really know.
We really need heads-up displays.
That's going to happen. Like, I mean, Google had Google Glass.
Yeah, it's, well, those things are awful.
Didn't work very well, from what I understand, but it's only a matter of time. They'll probably have one that projects right into your retina or something like that.
You know, I was thinking about that, because it's really going to suck whenever we start jacking in, you know, to really access the world around us.
Get your head jacked.
Well, exactly. You know how hard it's going to be for us? Because we do everything manually. I mean, it's like, it's gonna just think of your old granddad playing Atari with you, 2600 or something. He couldn't figure it out. It's gonna be the same for us whenever the new.
I doubt it.
Some
I don't
new
agree.
You don't think you could jack in? I think your head is not wired right. I don't think you will be capable. But this new generation of depressies, they're probably gonna pick it right up. Especially when they're playing their latest games.
All I do is game, man. I'm like, I talk to people who are a lot younger. I'm like constantly on Twitch. I talk to people who are a lot younger.
And how much virtual reality do you play? It's all 2D.
I want a virtual reality headset. It's just expensive. I don't think a lot of people of that age, you know, have you know, the virtual reality.
I wonder what the demographics are. Yeah, I wonder what the demographics are of the virtual reality users, because I did get a chance to try out the first version of Oculus, which, you know, still has cables on it. Mm-hmm. That's got to go away. But I was at Derek J's house, actually. I think it was late last year. Or
yeah, I'd love to be playing Beat Saber right now, you know, but I just don't have the rig.
It was amazing. I mean, I had used, like, the Google Cardboard thing.
I've got a Google Cardboard myself. You know,
it's like a gimmick. It's kind of cool. It kind of gives you a little taste of what it what it's like. But the Oculus is much more immersive, very, very cool, and the games are fun, the ones that I played. And this is still early. It's early generation.
Yeah, exactly. It's still new technology, and it's still visual. I'm talking about actually jacking in.
I know what you're saying.
Our brains are not wired.
What do you think? 10 years? We're gonna have 10 more years before that happens.
If we don't bomb ourselves back to the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Which is possible.
Is pretty optimistic, but maybe
optimistic. I would say at the very least, it's going to take 10 years to get to that point, because you know you've got to get. They're getting it to the point where these headsets can operate wirelessly now. You know, where you don't have these tethers that are holding you to the machine.
So you have to have a PC and something that's light enough to put on your head.
Right, or the hardware itself can just go on your head, and that's what they're starting to come out with. Is just
they figured out somehow to have like a wireless connection to the processing happening.
Well, no, they're starting to put. There's another version of, I think, Oculus, which unfortunately is owned by Facebook.
Yeah.
But that is actually a self-contained unit that doesn't have to have a PC, because that's one of the things that was holding people back. The first generation of virtual reality, and we're talking the more recent first gen, not like the 90s, but the first generation of these sets. The set itself was super expensive, like $500-$600.
You have to remember though that there's a trade-off, because you can have these different levels of headset, right? So that Facebook one is low power.
It won't be as good.
It's not as good. Yeah. It's lower resolution. It's like can't handle.
But that's where it's going. Sure. That's where it's going. I'm just giving you an example of one of the reasons why it was cost prohibitive is not just because you had to spend $600 on the headset, but you also have to have a balls to the wall computer, like a $2,000 computer, to do like with dual graphics, right?
Because
your graphics card has to send out two images, one for your left eye and one for your right eye. So it has to have twice the graphics processing ability. So you have to have a real ballsy computer on top of that. So that's one of the main reasons. If they can get virtual, like a usable, entertaining form of virtual reality down to $300, where it's just all self-contained, you don't have any wires coming off, that's going to be the next
adoption. Oh, and keep in mind, it can't be anything you have to build, because these kids don't know how to build anything. So it has to be all self-contained, in the package, ready to go.
Well, and they're making it easier, right? They're making it easier because... Like,
at least for mainstream, I would suggest that's not true of gamers.
Yeah, I'm wondering...
Gamers, people who are like gamers, they are PC builders. I mean, even younger kids, they know how to build the PCs.
Really?
Really?
But...
Yeah, but not all of them.
But you're still talking about gamers. Yeah, not all of them, but a good portion of them.
I knew a gamer who I was over at her house a couple years ago, and her graphics card stopped working. Her game wasn't loading, and I was able to help her solve the problem by updating her graphics driver.
Right. Mm.
She's a gamer. She didn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if I buy it. Yeah. I think that a gamer may be more likely than the average, say, phone user to be able to build their own computer. But I'm betting that's still the minority.
Yeah, wait till you can't access your favorite game and you start learning things real quick.
I don't know. I've seen, you know, girls and people on Twitch, you know, they don't know how to do that. Look, they don't know how to change a graphics card. They literally go on Google, watch a YouTube video, figure it out, and then they have it solved in a couple hours. Like, I've read and talked to people who exactly something like that has happened to.
Uh-huh.
You know, they just go and watch a YouTube video and then take care of it.
I'm glad to hear that they're able to do that. Gives me a little hope for the future.
I mean, so there is...
I tend to agree with Conan, though, on this one. I think that they're not particularly...
I think for mainstream adoption, I completely agree. I think I completely agree with for mainstream adoption, but I do think that there is still a contingent of people who I feel like the gamers, if you're a gamer in general, you're more hardware adept with, or hardware adept.
If you're a PC gamer, sure.
Yeah, PC gamer.
Yeah.
Which is spinning all you consoles out there, you suck.
Yeah, console.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't be mean.
The only reason I'm playing Destiny 2 right now is because it's PC, and I can shoot you in the eyeball doing backflips, and you with your stupid little hand controller aiming with your thumb, whereas I'm aiming with a mouse and my whole arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking specifically about first person shooters.
Conan,
there are There are genres of gaming where controllers are actually superior.
Well, let's get in. Let's get into first
like platformers
person.
And stuff.
Yeah. Let's get you want to talk about that game? You've got a game of the week here.
We could talk about that anytime. We could talk about after Fortnite.
Well, we haven't done a game of the week in a while, so we're gonna get to that. But yeah, there's Fortnite addiction. There's a lawsuit that's been filed. So let's get into that coming up here. 855 450 free if you want to weigh in here. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit Anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half, without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market. Put certainty back in your investing future and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us on the radio. Coming up, video game addiction. two young people, at least two of them, are being represented in a lawsuit being filed apparently against the company behind Fortnite. What is Fortnite? Well, if you've been living under a rock for the last couple of years, you may never have heard of it. If you've got any young people living in your family, you probably have heard of it. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. And then coming up, we'll stick on the gaming topic here a little bit as Conan has a Game of the Week. And since he's back, we actually haven't had a Game of the Week since Conan was last here. I don't think so. It's good to have you back here. By the way, helpmetakebitcoin.com is where you can go to start taking cryptocurrency at your business, whether it's a physical location where customers come in and buy things, or maybe you're a service provider and you go to your customers and provide them with some sort of a service or product and you want to collect with cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash. The app that you can get from helpmetakebitcoin.com, the AnyPay Take Crypto app, it's super easy. It makes it really easy to accept cryptocurrency. You'll be up and running within moments. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. If you're used to like credit card merchant processing and you know that's a huge hassle with applications and a lot of waiting and a lot of privacy invasion and not to mention fees, none of that applies to helpmetakebitcoin.com. You just go get started, open up an account. There's no jumping through hoops. There's no paperwork. There's no fees. You accept cryptocurrency. You keep 100% of the sale through helpmetakebitcoin.com. And their apps are available for iOS or Android. And you can also just use any old web browser as well. So you don't even have to use their app. It's pretty sweet. It's helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we go to the story here from CBC News, the government news source there in Canada, reporting where a Montreal legal firm has requested authorization to launch a class action lawsuit against the widely popular video game Fortnite. A legal notice filed on behalf of the parents of two minors aged 10 and 15 likens the effect of the game to cocaine, saying it releases the chemical dopamine to the brain of vulnerable young people.
Oh my God.
Who can become dependent on play.
The next thing that they will be banning is sex, reading websites, seeing things that they like. What else? You know, like, it releases dopamine.
Yeah, any positive experience.
Well, you can have the positive experiences, Johnson. You're just going to need to get a license first.
Oh, right.
It has to be approved by your betters.
Alessandra Esposito, one of the attorneys with Calex Legal, says, "We dug into it and realized there was a strong case for it." Ms. Esposito Chartrand and her firm was contacted by the parents interested in suing the company for producing such an addictive game.
These are just ambulance chasers.
She's asking others concerned about their child's dependence on the game to come forward to join the class action suit. The authorization request was filed in Montreal court recently against U.S.-based Epic Games Incorporated and its Canadian subsidiary. Much of the suit is based on a 2015 Quebec Superior Court ruling that determined tobacco companies didn't warn their customers about the dangers of smoking. Huh? I've been to Canada, and it was a decade ago, more than a decade ago, and there are, like, it's hard to even get cigarettes in Canada. Like, if I recall correctly, they had those packs, and please correct me if I'm wrong on this, Canadians. I could swear the Canadians had those packs of cigarettes where they had, like, pictures of black lungs and, like, dead babies.
Oh, God.
And when you open your pack up, it's like a cigarette from Fifth Element, where it's just like the filter is, like, 3 inches long. And it's just got a quarter inch of actual tobacco.
Well, I didn't actually buy a pack of cigarettes there, but when you go into the store...
Oh, and they're $15 a pack, too.
The other thing, when I went into the store, they didn't have them on display. It wasn't like in the U.S. where you can just walk in and see behind the counter. You had to get a book.
Yeah, they're back there with the girly magazines behind the counter.
They're stored away. There was like a flip book. Like a 8.5 by 11 sheets of, you know, paper or whatever. You had to flip through. It's, oh, Marlboro? Okay, yeah. Pack of whatever. That was their display. So, I mean, it's not like, and they're saying here, this was a 2015 suit.
And then they, like, you buy a pack of cigarettes from the flipbook, the cashier turns around, flips open some latches on a drawer, comes out. They put on a yellow hazmat suit.
Yes.
They, you know, like their vault opens. They go in to grab the cigarette. They come out with some tongs. They're holding it.
That's probably very what dangerous. It's like now.
And everything is glowing.
Yeah. It's probably like that now. It's been 10 years since I've been to Canada.
It's so silly.
Terrifying.
How is Canada on the whole vaping situation these days?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Are they trying to ban it, too, like we are here in
the
States?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Not we, the knucklehead politicians.
The nannies.
The nannies.
It wouldn't surprise me. If you're in Canada and you can answer the question, feel free to jump in here, or you can check CBC and see if they got any stories. But so anyway, back to the story about video games. The attorney says it's basically the same legal basis. It's very centered on the duty to inform. That multi-billion-dollar tobacco lawsuit is still playing out in court as the three implicated companies look to secure their creditor protection. Tobacco empires have been built over centuries, but Fortnite is proving to be a modern-day cash crop of its own. Epic Games is now worth billions of dollars, largely because of the game's success. And that success was built from extensive research and development that was aimed at creating an addictive game.
There's an addictive game that
that's
I play.
That's every game out there.
There's an addictive game that I play that's under Epic Games.
Which one?
Satisfactory.
What is that?
It is a factory building game.
Oh, okay.
That is constant. It's in early access.
Like Sim Factory, basically?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a sim game. It's more like a first-person game.
Oh,
which
really?
Is surprising. But it's like you continually advance the materials that you're building with and build more and more complicated machines. And those allow you to then manufacture other more complicated things. And essentially, the idea is that you are potentially working as a, you know, kind of an underling for a much, much more advanced civilization. Potentially, I don't know. I don't know.
Is it one of those games where it's free to download, but then they monetize it inside the game? That's what they do with Fortnite.
Cyber transactions.
No, you just pay for the game once.
So you pay for it, and then you don't have to keep putting in. But it's the same company that makes the game.
Well, it's exclusive to the Epic Games Store.
Oh, okay. So maybe they're doing what Valve did and expanding out their store to where other companies can market through there. I see. So Epic Games, quote, according to the attorneys, when they created Fortnite for years and years, hired psychologists. They really dug into the human brain, and they really made the effort to make it as addictive as possible. They knowingly put on the market a very, very addictive game, which was also geared towards youth. When something is that dangerously addictive, said the attorney, it's company's responsibility to warn users of the risk, she said. Quote, in our case, the two parents that came forward and told, if we knew it was so addictive, it would ruin our child's life. We would never have let them start playing Fortnite.
We should ban schools under that kind of qualification.
School's
are very
not addictive.
Sure, they're forced to be in there every day. They're constantly being exposed
to the opposite of addictive.
Any sane child wants to leave.
These adults clearly are addicted to it. It's harmful, right? And yet they're continually subjecting these kids to it, so they must be addictive to this harmful behavior. It's harming their society, and yet they're doing it anyway.
But,
right?
Johnson, if we didn't have government-run schools, we'd be surrounded by stupid people.
No, that's the exact opposite of true, though.
Well, that's, yes.
We are, in fact, being surrounded by stupid people because of government.
It is true.
All
right, there's more on the way here on this apparently 38-page lawsuit. The toll-free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If they get away with this, then look out every other software company in Canada, because as you pointed out, most games are pretty addictive.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has some strong words for Turkey.
Turkey is our NATO ally. Yes, it hosts millions of Syrian refugees and has a legitimate security concern about the situation in Syria. But Turkey's escalation of hostilities with the Syrian Kurdish partners who've helped the United States fight terrorism is completely and totally unacceptable. This violence needs to end.
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney, says he doesn't intend to comply with the congressional subpoena for documents, escalating his battle with House Democrats who were seeking records as part of their impeachment inquiry. Vice President Mike Pence's office said late on Tuesday they will not comply with the request from the House to turn over documents related to the president's phone call with the Ukrainian president. The Democrats have not responded to Pence's letter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Fortnite lawsuit. It's happening in Canada. And was that going to mean that it's going to face such scrutiny in other places? Well, certainly if they can get away with this, as well as every other video game company that has any kind of arm or subsidiary in Canada, they better start watching this real closely, because you've essentially got a set of attorneys that figured that a lawsuit that was successful, apparently, in 2015 against tobacco companies, saying, well, you tobacco companies, you didn't give enough warnings. So you lose this lawsuit. You need to put more warnings out there, because people in 2015 didn't know that cigarettes are addictive and dangerous. And that's what they're coming at the Epic Games, who's the company behind Fortnite, one of the most popular games on the planet for the last couple of years. If you want to weigh in here, you're welcome too. Have you been addicted to video games? Because addiction to video games goes way back. I mean, there have been people, I can remember EverQuest back in the day? Did you ever hear about that one?
Do I?
Yeah. Were you hooked on that?
Dungeons and Dragons before video games.
Was that as addictive, Dungeons and Dragons?
Sure.
Really?
And people were killing each other, too, with swords.
Yeah,
and they were worshiping Satan and the whole nine.
That's mythology.
That's what the pastor told me.
Okay, yeah.
Don't play Dungeons and Dragons as demons. It's demons and devils. And the, You'll be killing your parents before you know it.
It's like Harry Potter, right?
Now, yeah.
Well, look, I was never into D&D. That was never something I did. Maybe you guys have some experience with that, but I can't imagine it being as addictive as gaming. You don't have the immediacy. You know, with D&D, you had to, like, go and be with people, right? Like, you had to go meet with people, and you had to, you know, get out the dice and get out, you know, the paper and the pen, and there was preparation, and there was time that was spent. Whereas with Fortnite, you just plop down in front of the computer, or from what I understand, they even have like a phone version that a lot of kids play. I saw something on YouTube the other night where they were talking about how it was, you know, people who were our age, actually, the video game nerd. Have you ever seen his channel before?
Sure. I didn't watch it frequently, but I've heard of it.
Angry Video Game Nerd. They do like video game reviews. They have the Angry Video Game Nerd character, but then they have like their real guys that are behind the show that do just kind of gaming discussion. And they're talking about how a lot of young people specifically aren't playing Fortnite on the computer. They're playing a version of it on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So they literally have it everywhere they go, which, of course, makes being addicted to something a heck of a lot easier. If you can pull it out in the back of your parents' car, if you can, you know, sit down at the computer when you're home and play the full version or whatever, it's there constantly.
Yeah,
so
what these ambulance chasers have gotten correct is that, yes, these games are designed to reward the human brain, the human psyche, with all the bells and whistles that really do, they get you. And it wasn't that prevalent in Dungeons and Dragons.
I imagine this is just
it was a lot more work involved. But I mean, when you think about all of the tones and the sounds and the flashing lights and the whole nine, the reward system, mm-hmm. yeah, there's a reason why I've seen people actually involving themselves with these microtransactions, where they're actually getting back to the break room during work and they're dropping $10, $15, $20 on a stupid pack or something.
You've seen this happening?
I've seen it happen.
Your workplace?
At one of my old workplaces. Uh-huh. I've seen it. I've seen them drop half of their paycheck on microtransactions.
On
but I've also seen the same crew doing it on Magic the Gathering cards.
Okay.
Where they'll go buy a handful of packets up at the front desk, and they'll come back to the break room, and they'll have an unveiling. They'll have an opening. And they'll all they want to get
Walmart?
Was this Walmart? Walmart? This is Walmart third shift. And it would be some guy would just he would fork out $30 and he would buy
just to see what was in the packs.
He would buy they played every single evening and they were good at it. I mean
I think all of us here have probably I know you and I, Johnson, we played Magic the Gathering at some point in the past. Mm-hmm. Conan, have you ever played the game?
On the PC and on the PlayStation.
So
I believe.
Never played the actual card you've never played the actual physical card game?
No, but I do sell them a lot.
Online.
On eBay.
You sell them, okay. Well, at least with the card game, you actually get the cards. You know, you actually have... I mean, not that it's worth it.
And a whole lot of cards that you're never going to use.
That you'll never, right? Yeah. I've still got Johnson's brother's cards sitting up here on the shelves. I haven't done anything with them in however many years.
Actually, I do play... So, I'm playing two games right now, and one of them is South Park Phone Destroyer, which is basically a...
I've heard about it.
It's a card collection game. It's like your basic Magic the Gathering, but it's... There's action involved.
And other microtransactions.
So you're collecting. You can if you want to go that route.
I wish I could say that you had bought those cards for me, the Magic the Gathering cards, in crypto, because then it would be just embarrassing.
Oh, I know. That was a long time ago. I bought those.
Because then then I could say, oh yeah, I sold that whatever card for
$1 million.
I have played a lot of games in my time. With these attachments, with these added bonuses, and I don't think I've ever spent money on.
By microtransactions.
I just don't go that way. And I play a lot of free games too. By the way, the gaming industry would change overnight, or it would collapse if it was just Conan's running the show. I'm the guy on Steam who has my wish list full, and I won't buy a game until it's 80% off.
$20.
Rockstar is going to get me again.
I won't buy it unless it's 80% off.
Yeah. I can tell you that.
And I get games all the time. You just got to wait. You got to sit there and wait.
I'm patient like that too.
Yeah,
Rockstar Games is going to get me again. They got me with Grand Theft Auto, and they're going to get me again with Red Dead Redemption. And that is, when I say that they get me, they get me in that I want to play the game when the game comes out,
right?
So I buy it for the console that I have.
Yeah.
and then they wait 6 months or whatever, and then they release it for the PC.
And you want to buy it a second time?
I do want to buy it a second time.
Just because it's got better graphics?
Well, not only that, but because you know, there are two different audiences that play it on console and that play it on PC. So if you want to play with your friends, right, and you have friends that are different friend groups that play it in different places.
You know, for the
casuals are the ones that are on the console.
And
casuals are not so fun to play with.
For the longest time, I think the last game I played that was PC/console players was one of the Halo. I think it was the first Halo. And they did away with it because the PCers would just get in there and they would annihilate the consolers because they just couldn't. You can't compete with a guy with a keyboard and mouse. You just, yeah. There's just too much finesse. But we might Destiny 2. They are actually looking into, if you get your Bungie account set up, where you can actually cross.
Yeah, more and more games are starting to finally enter this world of true
cross-platforming,
interconnectivity. Yeah, and it's really, I think it's really going to be mostly a boon for the gaming industry. I think, you know, having these communities, because, you know, one of the things that makes these games last forever and ever again is the modding communities,
right,
and just having a community build up around a game in general keeps that game alive.
Which is why PC,
they're still modding Doom
games,
after 25 years.
The thing is that a lot of these developers, a lot of these games with the microtransaction and all that, what they don't understand is that's extremely short-sighted. Your game dies, right? And there's this concept. You know, anybody who's read a lot of marketing and online, you know, media stuff has probably heard of Chris Anderson. Chris Anderson is a writer. He wrote a book, Free, The Future of Radical Price. He's written another book, The Long Tail. And so a lot of people have heard of The Long Tail.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, Long Tail is, you know, essentially as the internet has become more and more popular, more and more niche markets have become, are springing up because online and in economics in general, the long tail is where all the money is to be made. And that is that there's like basically this logarithmic graph of the popularity of something. And, you know, the way industries used to be built is around the hits, the mega hits. Like music industry used mm-hmm. to be built around, you know, one or two songs, you know, one or two movies that would just be, they'd put all their money into it and focus it, and that's, you know, they'd get all their return out of it. Well, it doesn't work that way anymore.
Yeah, because everyone's doing it, so you have more competition, and they're all trying to win.
Exactly.
And so they're just making a bunch of crap.
So now where all the money is where you can get a community that exists for a long period of time in these much, much smaller niches, and finding the correct niche to get enough attraction and popularity, but also you get this huge spread of just a trickle. You get a trickle of income over a very long amount of time, and that adds up to a lot more.
Well, don't tell that to the Fortnite people, because they've made a bunch of money in the first few years. There's more coming up
for
here.
Now.
855-450-FREE like freedom. That's
855-450-3733.
Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
a
real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even
Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here. If you can put down the Fortnite, you can call in, that is. According to the
bunch lawsuit, of addicts out there.
According to the lawsuit in Canada. They're going after Epic Games, saying Fortnite's addictive, and they didn't have the appropriate warning labels. And I guess they want an on-screen warning or something. I'm not sure exactly what's going to come out of this, but it doesn't sound good. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
Also, I want to make sure you know about Liberty.menu. If you're a liberty-minded person, an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you really ought to have the things that you do listed over at Liberty.menu. Maybe you've got a business. Maybe there's an event that you're involved in creating. Perhaps you're a digital content creator. And you want people to know, people who care about freedom, that is, to know what you do. Well, that's what Liberty.menu is all about. It's about bringing new people to your business who also care about freedom. You can go to Liberty.menu to get signed up and get started. You can use code FTL on your user profile and get a free Talk Live listener badge. And it's a free site, so you can list all the things that you're doing and get some free exposure for no cost. Now, you can upgrade and, you know, promote your site a little bit further than the other ones on the site. But, again, by itself, the site is free to use. So get started over at liberty.menu. 38-page request of authorization filed in court in Canada, in Montreal court, just last week. According to the attorneys there, they're using a court case that had previously been successful against tobacco companies where they were being found to have not been warning labeled up enough. So without enough warnings, people are just having, you know, they're just making a mistake, according to these parents here. They said the parents involved in this case, two young people aged 10 and 15, are the plaintiffs here. The parents said, we would never have let them start playing Fortnite, or at least we would have monitored it a lot more closely if we'd known it was so addictive that it would ruin our child's life.
How's that Surgeon General warning on the pack of cigarettes actually stopping nicotine abuse?
Well, they're just saying they need to have bigger warnings, more warnings. You know, it's not big enough, which is why they started putting, like, dead babies on cigarette packs.
And has that actually halted the sale of cigarettes?
I don't know. Chartrand, who is the attorney, was unable to say how much money her firm is going to be seeking or when the judge will rule on the request. Fortnite is a free-to-download game that earns much of its revenue through in-game purchases. Players can upgrade their characters by purchasing outfits, accessories, and access to certain levels. Epic Games did not immediately reply to a request for comment, although their company's terms of service does include a class action waiver provision. You know, when you install all this software that you install these days, and actually every day in the past where these software terms of service come up, you guys read that stuff, right?
Oh, of course. I've seen, was the South Park, I can't remember the name of it anymore.
What, did they make fun of terms of service?
Oh, you better believe they did. No one reads it.
Right. Well, apparently in the terms of service here, there's a class action waiver, meaning that you give up the right to go to court. So you're agreeing to arbitration, basically, if, you know, if you have some sort of dispute. But the attorney...
That's right. It was the sent iPad.
Oh, yeah. Sent iPad.
The attorney said that those terms of service don't stand up in court in Quebec because the province's Consumer Protection Act requires company to clearly disclose risks associated with products or services. Epic Games is also facing legal action in California, and she expects more cases will be launched elsewhere. The most recent version of the game, Fortnite Battle Royale, has more than 125 million players worldwide. So,
I want to know, what types of damages have these kids suffered?
Well, yeah, they don't get into exactly how their lives have been ruined. The mother did say that her child's life was ruined.
So they're 15-year-olds.
Or 10. There's a 10 and a 15-year-old.
They don't, like we've talked about, this generation doesn't do anything. They know how to look at their
screens. Yeah, what are they missing out on? Exactly.
Maybe they got a hold of mommy's credit card and made a whole bunch of transactions or something.
You better believe it.
Or maybe they're hugely obese and they're just sitting there and they got diabetes. Could and they're wasting away. Who knows? But I don't know.
My guess would be that to go the other route, not what they're running towards, but maybe what are they running away from?
Their own parents, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe they're escaping something.
Well, why do we... what are you trying to say, Johnson? Because we all three are heavy gamers. Are we not heavy at all.
Yeah.
Are we trying to escape reality?
I wish I could play more games, and yeah, absolutely.
It's been months for me. I haven't played a game in months.
Yeah, for me, absolutely. It's an escape from reality. And it's for me, I also play a lot of puzzle games, so it's, you know, like, literally... Mm-hmm. I just... It's, you know, escaping boredom for me. I don't have, I guess, enough, you know, there just aren't a lot of tasks that keep me very interested, you know, and it's like, well, that's one that does, you know. But I'm not really playing, you know, like Fortnite. I kind of grown out of the mindless first-person shooter. I require extremely complicated games now.
You need more brain
stuff. Games nowadays are, like, outstanding. Like, I've been playing games like Oxygen Not Included in Satisfactory and like, the level of science to some of these games now that, like, requires some background knowledge is... They're awesome. They're so complicated. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you were telling me you were really getting into the Oxygen Not Included, which was like super, like lots of options and controls and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Extremely complicated. These games are like huge amounts of game time just to get like competent.
Did I hear you mention roguelites before?
Yeah. So I have played a little Risk of Rain too, but I you know, not for a long time. Risk of Rain is like a, you know, a really popular new roguelike
game. And by the way, for the listeners, this is a type of game where it basically resets every time you play. You don't save your character and you're able to carry.
Yep.
I don't like them.
Is this
an online game?
The roguelike is a type of game.
Yeah. Is it a one-player game?
It's more like the old Atari games where you played. Every time you reset the game...
You gotta leave it on if you want to pick up where you left off, basically?
Correct.
That's annoying as hell.
When you die, that's it. So it's an Iron Man type of game.
I see.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. I actually like the, you know,
save your progress.
Save my progress. I like to collect. You know, I like to have that. That's an option that
I'm. See, I'm the opposite from you, Johnson. As far as like complicated games, I like my games simple because I don't want to spend a bunch of time getting into a game. Because what'll happen is
I've watched you getting massively frustrated solving some of the Doom puzzles.
What'll happen is I will get into a game and then I have to put it down for like months because I just won't want to spend more time on it, and then I'm like, okay, how do I play this game again? Where was I?
That's exactly a lot of what was being said while you were trying to solve some of these. Like, damn it, which way did I go? Where was that?
Right.
I've got to go back here. Okay, I think it was over here.
Straight through, if I don't play it, like, day after day, I'll lose whatever ability I had to play.
And I'm the exact opposite. I like games where I actually have to go online and find some forums and some guys.
Oh, really?
You would like the games that I play.
Just so I can min-max my character because I like to build, you know, just epic characters. And, and I like to say, all right, well, how do you do that? What's the best stats I need to, you know, involve this character in? And I usually don't finish a game until I feel like I have developed the uber character. So I don't necessarily have to beat the last boss. It's just when I get to a point where I'm just slaying.
But how are you two? So you sound like you're describing two RPGs, and I'm not a fan of RPG games.
I love RPGs.
Yeah, see, I don't like RPGs because a lot of what I find in RPGs, and this is weird because I have to like, I guess, temper the statement, but I would say that a lot of RPG games, I've found that there's a lot of grinding to just doing repetitive tasks to up your character stats to, you know, and it just to get to the next stage, you have to do all these meaningless, boring things, frankly.
Fetch quest.
Yeah, fetch quest in the same time. But then,
well, they're all meaningless. I mean, all games are just ways for you to pass time.
But I mean meaningless. I mean, they're kind of menial and boring. They're not interesting. In other words, the developers didn't put that much time into them to even doing that. And I would say that, to a certain extent, that's true of RPGs, but I have to temper that statement because I actually really like the Assassin's Creed games, like a lot. And actually, even recently, again, I mentioned Red Dead Redemption, and there's a little bit of that in those. But I feel like their side quests in those games are not as one-dimensional as a lot of the RPG game quests are, in that, you know, the every little side quest in the Assassin's Creed games, for the most part, has a little mini storyline in it. It's like you're solving something like this person's like, oh, this, you know, was taken from me. This, you know, this was stolen. Go, you know, get these, you know, get it back for me. But there's like variety to it. And it kind of feels the same way with the Red Dead Redemption games, kind of the same kind of thing.
Do you buy anything in these games with microtransactions?
No, never.
Have you, Ian?
No.
All right. There's three of us. I have never purchased a microtransaction ever.
I've read an article.
I see them and I don't even notice it. And by the way, I am the same way in the store. I don't think I've ever bought an impulse item up at the register. Ever.
I bought some beef jerky more than once.
I will say I have spent on microtransactions once in a phone game.
Oh really?
I was playing Fallout Shelter by Bethesda.
Ah.
And I did spend a little bit, but it's such a small I mean, it was such a microtransaction of like 50 cents or a dollar or something like that. I'm like, okay, fine.
The toll free number here is 855-453. I will say this: before microtransactions became a thing, I did do some DLC downloadable content for one of the Fallouts a long time ago. But that's like extra levels and things like that. It's not quite the same.
Sometimes I'll do that up front.
More coming up. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.